Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Yet another music streaming service made its debut recently, taking the grand total of available options to, like, 1,000,001. How does Beats Music stack up in an increasingly crowded field? Today we'll talk with Elliot Van Buskirk, founder of Evolver.fm, which we do occasionally to help us make sense of new technology in music as it comes along. Elliot, remind us, who is behind Beats Music?
Well, it's sort of spun off from Beats, the headphone company. So this was an idea that Jimmy Iovine, Dr. Dre, Trent Reznor, and Ian Rogers, who's like a longtime digital music guy, and their big idea is to do a lot more playlists. It's almost a little more like radio, where there's somebody picking each song, and then they have some other neat stuff going on in there too.
Right.
It's a 7-day trial is the thing. So this is an on-demand music service. And these all cost $10 a month, and Beats is no exception. Some of the other ones, Spotify and Ardio, you can use forever on demand, play any song you want. They're ad-supported. There's no ad-supported version of Beats, so it's 7 days, and then you have to decide whether to pay $10 a month. And I guess their big bet is that the playlists are going to be the reason they're going to choose it, I guess, is what they're hoping.
All right, so this is a much-hyped thing, this Beats Music. Does it live up to the hype?
In some ways, yeah. I like the design. It sounds good. There's no artist radio, which is something that people seem to like these days. There are these activity things where you can say, I am at the gym and I want to feel like I'm running away from zombies and listen to hardcore hip-hop music. I mean, that you can do that. You can. It's the sentence feature. But, you know, I miss artist radio where you pick, you know, I want to hear music that sounds like Led Zeppelin and including Led Zeppelin or whatever. This is how Pandora and a lot of the popular services work. So instead, there are these playlists. But, for me, I kind of wish they'd gone all the way listening to this. So if the point is to have these personalities make these playlists, I almost found myself wishing they'd insert themselves on the air so that you could hear the people who chose these songs maybe, you know, in more of a radio style. So I like a lot of things about it, but it's a pretty competitive market, and it doesn't have some features that people are used to, and a 7-day trial that'll go by pretty quickly.
Yeah. We're speaking with Elliot Van Buskirk, the creator of Evolver.fm via Skype, about the new streaming service called Beats Music on Soundcheck today. And $10 a month is pretty much the going rate, it seems, for all these different services, except for the ones that have free ad-supported versions. Do you think that based on 7 days of what you've seen so far, people will pay $10 for Beats Music?
Well, so at the core, there's like a philosophical thing going on here where, which I agree with. So Ian Rogers, the CEO, and I should have mentioned Luke Wood is another guy involved, but Ian Rogers said people spend $1,000 a year on cable and satellite television and have no problem doing that. So to pay $100 a year or so for music, if a lot more people did it, we'd have a healthier music business and more artists able to focus on what they're doing a little more. So philosophically, I agree with that. And it's just different strokes for different folks. I mean, what's great about these things is you can try them out and figure out if it's for you. There are a lot of other options. What's exciting about it is that it's getting more people excited about listening to music again. And that's, I think it's great. And if it brings more people into this, then more power to them.
Now, let me ask you, I mean, how does this compare to Spotify?
It's always a challenge for these things, for these services to differentiate themselves, because it's the labels, you decide whether you're going to put your stuff on subscriptions or not, right? So it's like the same 17 to 20 million songs, and they all have to decide how to slice and dice that and what's going to help people navigate that crazy amount of music. And I think it's a combination. I think the answer is, you know, man and machine, and which all the services have some combination of. So pretty much when you're deciding which of these services to use, you're thinking about the design, you know, which one actually just looks good to you. And then features like these playlists.
And the playlists, you know, I mean, give us some example. What are some of the playlists that pop up or that you can call up by, you know, typing in keywords, whether it's zombies or whatever?
Well, you know, you're presented with like the essential tracks from James Brown or something. And,
okay.
You know, so this is someone has gone through and decided that. And, made me think of, like, so if you're not a super serious music fan and you see this stuff and you never really explored James Brown, now you will, you know, and then they have deep cuts from James Brown. So if you're somewhat familiar, you can find out about that stuff. So there is some handholding going on, and you know, I think there are going to be some people that are into that.
Beats Music is the latest streaming service to make its debut, and Elliot Van Buskirk's been trying it out. He's the founder and editor of Evolver.fm, and he's Skyped into Soundcheck today. Elliot, nice talking to you again.
Great to talk to you, John.
This is Soundcheck.